And welcome back in the Morning Drive on this Wednesday. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Hale, Braden Gall, Derek Mason, Chase McCabe with you. We're broadcasting live from the Ford Ice Center. Time to do a little stick to sports. I'm really looking forward to this one because I feel like Chase McCabe has been, you know, percolating. He's got the questions marinating. He's got his notepad out, his pen. He is ready to go. So, Josh, if you are ready to go back in the studio, what do you say we just stick to sports?
I think you guys are very smart, actually. So if you don't know how this works, still a fairly new show, I will throw out every day at 8:45 five questions for these guys. They have not seen the questions. They have no idea what I'm going to ask. And they each give a very quick answer. So we start things off. Some news surrounding the Tennessee Titans that came out yesterday. Kicker Ryan Succop has signed a five-year, $20 million contract extension. It is the second largest contract for a kicker, second only to the Cowboys' Dan Bailey. Now, I think this is a good signing. You all will probably agree with that. Ryan Succop has been a very big part of this team. My question for you, though, is would you rather be one of the top kickers in the NFL and have that kind of money or a backup quarterback?
I'd rather be a backup quarterback because it seems like they're making just as much money, if not more, than the top kicker. And you know, are you talking, am I getting the number one kicker money or I'm just getting top kicker money?
I mean, Ryan Succop's making $4 million a year. So.
Well, I mean, what the backup for the Titans last year was making $4 million. And so, I mean, I would rather be the backup and not have to worry about anything than the kicker.
The most popular man on every football team is the backup quarterback.
Absolutely.
So, kickers aren't people. I'm kidding. Ryan Succop is worthy of the money. I would rather the other thing is the pressure that comes with missing that kick. Like you miss a clutch kick in a big game, like you're a message board joke for decades. If you are the backup quarterback and you get a spot start, you know, whatever. Like who cares? Like no one expects you to do anything.
Yeah.
Give me the backup quarterback role. Plus, I get to say I'm a quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have no problem standing around stealing money, doing nothing. So I will 100% be a backup
clipboard
quarterback.
Jesus.
Give me the clipboard.
Yes.
Give me the visor or the backwards baseball cap. You know, you want to have me do some hand signals and then pretend like I'm involved. I'm totally fine with that.
Making $5-6 million a year, I take it.
Number two.
You know, Jim Sorgi did have the greatest job in the world for a very, very long time. Let's see how closely you guys were paying attention last night. The Predators took on the Detroit Red Wings. There were two players on the ice for Detroit that have actually been linked to the Predators of possible trades. Gustav Nyquist and Tomas Tatar are two guys that have been mentioned. Now,
I love steak tatar.
I know
it's
you
very
do.
Good.
With the contract situation, Nyquist has a year left after this year, $4.75 million, and Tatar, 3 years left, $5.3 million. So not rental players. These are guys that are still under contract. If I had to give you a choice between the two, what do you think?
Wow. Give me the figures again financially.
Nyquist, 1 year, $4.75 million, and then Tatar, 3 years, $5.3 million. Both the wingers that this team would be looking for.
Which one's faster?
I haven't measured their speed.
Give me the one-year option.
Okay.
Give me the guy, and you know, Tatar scored their, what, second goal last night? Give me the guy with the – because essentially what I'm doing, if I'm taking a guy with the 1 year – it's basically I'm renting a player, but I'm just renting him for an extra year, and I don't know if he's going to sign back or not if he has a great year. Give me the guy with three years left on his contract because at least I got him locked up for 3 years, and if he turns out to be a good player, as it seems Tatar will be, then at least I got him for 3 years.
Which one costs me the least to get him? That's all I care about.
I think that's the best point.
That's all that I care about. If it's Pontus Aberg for sure.
Okay,
up,
if both guys cost the same amount to bring in.
Then I think I think speed matters, which one fits into the system better. Mm-hmm. The contract is an issue that you guys have both brought up. I'm on board with that, but for me I'll take either one of them if the cost is the right cost. I don't want to give up a prospect. I don't want to give up certain players off this team that are untouchable. Whichever one costs the least to come in is the one I'll take. Nyquist is a really decent player. So I might lean that way, but I'm with you guys. It's It's more a salary function and a cost than anything else.
Isn't NyQuil what you take when you're sick and you're trying to go fall asleep at night? Oh, is that NyQuil? That's NyQuil.
Both.
And Deshaun Kaiser played a good game last night for the Detroit Red Wings, too.
Oh, boy. All right. Moving on.
Stick to sports. Number 3.
Bunch of crazy guys here. Back to the NFL. The Tampa Bay Bucks released longtime running back Doug Martin yesterday. Now, I know his best years are probably behind him, but with all this talk of running backs and what the Titans would do, Derek, I'll start with you. Mm-hmm. Would you bring in Doug Martin if you were the Titans?
Nope, too much of injury history. Good back when he wasn't injured, but too much of an injury history. I can't say he has too much tread on the tires because he was injured and he didn't run the ball a lot. So I just wouldn't – if I'm going to get a running back, I got to get a younger, more dependable running back. I can't bring in a guy – that it's already damaged goods, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't need a muscle hamster. I need a speedy gerbil out of the backfield that can catch a few passes. And at this point, I don't think Doug Martin at 29 years old, and he's had a 1,400-yard season, then he falls off the face of the earth, then he has 1,200 yards, and then he's falling off the face of the earth. I think he only averaged maybe 2.5 yards a carry the last 2 years.
Right.
I think I read that. So
had a suspension.
2.9 last year, 2.9 the year before that.
No
he
good.
He had two 1,400-yard seasons, but otherwise it's 3.6 yards, 3.7 yards, 2.9 yards, 2.9 yards. He's played 16 games in a season one time in the last 5 years.
Can't do that.
His game totals over the last 5 years, 6 games, 11 games, 16 in 2015, 8 and 8 the last two. That's the amount of games he started. So I just can't. I'm not on board with Doug Martin either. Broken down, older, don't need him. DeMarco Murray, better.
He might be able to do those Kia commercials because they use hamsters for their endorsements, right? So you get the muscle hamster riding in one of those Kias.
He doesn't like that nickname.
You took your funny pills today, didn't
he? Doesn't like that nickname,
like
right? Doesn't he hate that nickname?
Are you saying I should just stick to sports?
You could, but you're actually being funny.
That is the same.
You're actually being funny.
Number 4.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about Louisville this morning and how they're going to have to vacate their championship. Well, a part of that was Rick Pitino, the now former head coach of the Cardinals. He got a tattoo about the championship. You know, so is he going to have to get that removed? My question for you guys, and D-Mace, I know you already have a couple, but is there something that you would get a tattoo for?
Oh, yeah. I've got three, and I will get I'm already working on the final one for when the second child is born. Mm-hmm. I'll do something with the two kids, but my wife was like, "Why don't you wait until the second one's born, so that you can get something for both of them instead of just something for the first one?" So I'm waiting till April to get something small for that. I don't know if there's a way to guarantee a cup. Would I get a Predators tattoo of some sort to guarantee a cup? I don't know. I think we could get into that conversation.
You know, it's funny. It's my buddy of mine who does afternoons in Philadelphia got Nick Foles tattooed on his back.
Oh, that sounds like a Philadelphia thing to do.
After winning the Super Bowl with the Lombardi Trophy. All right, here's the question. Let me ask you this.
Oh, my goodness.
What would it cost you to get a tattoo on your lower back where fine-looking females get it? What would it cost
they
you?
They are called.
I'm not sure fine is the word
TS,
you want to use.
Okay? They're called TS.
They're just a stamp. We'll just call it the stamp.
Yeah,
exactly.
TS is a stamp.
This is a family-friendly program, so I didn't want to use the TS. But what would it cost? What's the dollar amount for you to get one, D-Mace?
You better give me like 9 figures, man. 9 or 10 figures.
I'll do it for $1,000.
I knew Brady would say, just give me $1,000. I'd do it.
Give me like a 4K TV. I'm good.
If I gave you $1,000,000, would you do it?
$1,000,000? Come on.
I mean, I don't need it. But listen, I would do it. I would do it. I mean,
would yes, you, yes, you would.
I would.
Listen,
I mean,
here, Nashville.
Yeah, I
listen,
would.
Here, Nashville. You're a lot of you driving around.
Yeah,
right
I would
now
do
going,
it.
Oh, I would never do that.
Yeah, I would do it.
Nonsense.
Yeah, I would do it.
99%.
If it's tax free too, I would do it.
99% of the population of this city would get that stamp tattoo for less than $10,000.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm willing to bet you.
Right, I would do it for
$10,000.
Here's
the question: for $1,000,000, do you get Kyle Bowler on your lower back?
Is it his face or is it
his
name?
Is it his face or is his name?
It's got to be his face.
I couldn't get the name. Hell no.
But the face of another man on your back is really weird.
Yeah, that's
a
weird
really
too,
weird
man.
Tattoo. Like sort of a guy putting Nick Foles on his back.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. What else do we got? Is that it? Or is that
number 5.
Oh, we still have one more. We're curling today. That's why we are at the Ford Ice Center. We are going on the ice and curling. Now, you know, when people ask you what is curling, I've heard a lot of people say it's sort of like shuffleboard. You know, that's kind of the comparable thing. So I was thinking about that. Shuffleboard, something that you know, you might play at a bar, have darts.
Or in Florida.
What is your favorite bar game? Braden, I'll start with you.
Like pool's an option, right?
Yeah.
A shuffleboard is number one for me. There used to be one at, and I don't know if it's still there, at Red Door Midtown. I used to go there all the time to play that one. That was back when I was younger.
It's one of losers.
And it wasn't really as busy as it is now. But shuffleboard is number one for me. Like they had one at set up at Bridgestone Arena for the Lexus Lounge college basketball viewing party. Mm. They had a shuffleboard set up there for the NCAA tournament. We played that the entire day. I'm shuffleboard all the way over Golden Tee, over any of that stuff. Give me shuffleboard.
Can cornhole be considered a bar game? They have them at some bars during the summertime.
Oh, see,
during
now you're throwing a whole wrench in
my
plans.
Yeah, see, if that's the case, I'm cornhole. I'm playing cornhole.
I might have to change. Can I change?
No.
I didn't think about cornhole.
You were locked in.
Yeah, cornhole is my game.
My family goes on trips, my in-laws, and we have cornhole tournaments. That's all they do for a week.
Had a cornhole tournament downtown last year. Last summer, they had a cornhole tournament.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It's hard to do indoors, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever played horseshoes or quoits?
Oh, horseshoes. That's how we played in Detroit.
There was a liquor store in Knoxville right where I used to live.
Do they still call them liquor stores?
It was a liquor store. But in the back.
The state store.
Everyone who's ever lived in Knoxville knows all about this. Right off Kingston Pike, there's a liquor store. And in the back, they had a set of horseshoes.
We loved horseshoes.
And I could walk there, which is really dangerous. I could walk there, pick up a bottle of whatever I wanted to when I was of age, of course.
And play horseshoes.
And get in the back and hang out and play some horseshoes and then walk home on a Thursday. It was great.
All right, there you go.
I love horseshoes.
Yeah, I'll go horseshoes. And that is Stick to Sports. All right, we will actually get back to sports when we come back. Rick Bird, Belmont Basketball, he's going to join us coming up next. We are live from the Ford Ice Center. Nick Cale, Braden Gall, Derek Mason, Chase McCabe. It's Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.